Commissioners Court Workshop, May 12th, 2025, at 6:45 p.m. begins here.
This is a meeting of workshop, 12th day of May, 2025, 6:45 at the City Hall in Mount Vernon, Texas. Okay, we're ready. We're good. We're ready to go. I appreciate you having us. We got together the other day. We were discussing. I said, you know, let's see if the City Council would just meet with us like we did once before, where we could look at everybody kind of eye to eye. And we got two guys missing. We got one missing. So, but no, I think we're all in for the fire department. We want to do what we can. We're stepping. It's kind of like Scott was saying this morning. From a year ago to now, we're taking a huge step, and we just want to come talk to you about the money, the situation with the money. There's not. I know that, and Marla can speak more to this about it. What's proposed right now, we'd be spending more than 100% of what we could spend legally this year just on fire. That would leave us nothing for, you know, we're not even looking at pay raises. I mean, but we're looking at the cost of stuff, the equipment that's going up in the county and the stuff that we have to have, the vehicles and stuff like that. So we want to come over here and kind of just talk to you and say, we're in. I think that we can't take the biggest step as what y'all are wanting this year. Next year we'll do a little more and more, but kind of stair step it and just kind of talk to y'all about it, about what we can do this year when we start going into budget around the 1st of June or the end of this month. Really, it is almost 1st of June, isn't it? My goodness. So we want to come talk to you and tell you, first of all, we are dedicated to this. I think that all of us are excited about getting to this. I think that we're having a lot of people out in the county that can't get insurance on their houses anymore, and I think this will help the county as well as the city is of doing that. And so we want to come talk to you about the money and talk to you about what we can do this year and what we did. And what was the proposal? Is like a million this year?
No, the proposal was 200,000 beginning June 1st for the end of this, our fiscal year.
Okay.
That would be through September 30th. And then beginning in October, 600,000. And it'd be a total million, because we put in, it was a 60-40, as we discussed, you know, in previous meetings. And the city would be 40%, the county would be 60%. And so that was...
That's starting October 1st?
October 1st. It would need to be on our fiscal year. So, because that'd give us the ability to budget.
Yeah. Marla, help me out here on our budget.
We're a calendar.
We're on calendar year, of course, so we don't have the budget money for this year to go from October to January. You know, so we're going to do the budget, and our start January 1st. I just wanted to also talk to you this year, but going more or less 50-50 on the fire department, we would continue 100% on the ambulance and see if y'all would go 50-50 this year. You know, we did pull, you know, I know the 60-40 on fire calls right now. Ambulance is about, we got Brent, and I think, Marla, did you bring that? Brent had sent us up, it's about 55-45 county on ambulance, but we have no problem continue paying 100%. It's about $140,000 a year is what we're paying for the ambulance service. Now, we are coming back up on, I don't know what it'll go up to. Is it up this year, Marla, or next year?
I'm sorry.
The ambulance service.
The end of next year.
End of next year, so. And he'll probably go up. He's done it every time they've come up. It's a great ambulance service. We don't have any problems with them.
It's $140,000.
Yes. And so, you know, like I said, we would continue paying that and going that way. And we just wanted to get y'all's feedback on what y'all thought about it and kind of work with y'all on that and everything. But we are limited on how much we legally can, just like y'all are. You know, the 3.5 of the, you know, we've chosen the 500,000. Well, every year, you know, we have to go up to that much to just to get by with pay raises, because pay raises usually run us 350 to 400,000. That just nearly takes every bit of that, but we're not going to be able to do that this year at all. And we're okay with that. We really are. We're okay with no pay raises, because we do want to get the fire department working. We want to make it a full-time fire department, and we want to continually to grow with that every year. I do want to, in the future, as I've told you before, I do want to build a new fire station with ambulance personnel stationed in the fire department, and move them out from down here and sit more centrally located somewhere down the road and everything. So, you know, we just wanted to throw this out and kind of talk to y'all tonight and see where y'all kind of stood and what y'all, I know y'all already got a budget. What do y'all already kind of got a budget. We have very little. We got three of the fire departments that we're going to continue to, we still got North Franklin, Pearly, and South Franklin. We're going to continue to support. Now, we hadn't supported them like we're fixing to support Mount Vernon Fire Department, but I think they kind of understand that to this point. Talking to them, I know Max is not here, is he?
No.
Chief, what do you think? What do you think is, talking to the other fire departments, what do you think their feeling is on all this right now about going full time and us doing?
So we had a chief's meeting a couple weeks ago, and I had talked to him about that we had been doing the two guys Monday through Friday, and I asked what was the pros, what are the cons, what did they say that we needed to change on that. Andy Emery up north said his only complaint was that it wasn't 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So that made me feel good. Eddie's response to that, he didn't see anything that he thought we should change. He thought everything went great so far. And then Brandon's pretty new to Pearly, so he didn't take care. So I mean, I think it's working great right now. And we, you know, we're just trying to push. I think we're just trying to get something a little bit more. You know, obviously.
We kind of felt at first that there was going to be jealousy amongst the other ones, but I think they've kind of come around to the fact of, and you tell me if I'm wrong, I think there was, you know, everything's about Mount Vernon. And well, this, when you have a 24/7 fire department, by the time that you get the call and the time you call a volunteer fire department, they're going to be there probably faster than to Hagensport, right, than the Hagensport of North Franklin Fire Department, because they're there, and that's what we really want to. And we really think this will help the insurance problems. And there's some kind of rating system.
It'll help.
Yes.
Today was a good example. There was a car fire at 21 and 3007 that goes across the dam there. And there was a truck caught on fire. They called South Franklin. Eddie got on the radio immediately. He said, hey, send them out burning. We showed up, we had four guys on the engine, so the rest of the guys hang out at the station. We had the fire, we were there, put the fire out before Eddie and them pulled up. And he was, and I can tell you, as a volunteer, and he's talking about his knee hurts and all this, and that's just part of, you know, getting a little bit older, he was thankful.
Yes, he's been, yes.
They pulled up and they basically, South Franklin showed up. We had the fire out, so they just helped do traffic. You know, and he appreciated that.
We've also started paying our volunteer firemen per call. Correct. We've had some issues with that. I don't know. That's a world of different stuff going on.
That's like, I don't do very well.
So, you know, we're just wanting to talk finances, basically, to help y'all.
A proposal for.
Well, that's what we kind of wanted to meet with y'all tonight about, and just kind of work through the kind of talk it out where y'all would be willing to meet us at this point. Like I said, we can do a little more each year, but right now we're kind of in a quandary about finances and everything right now, because we can't do everything at once right now. Next year, like I said, and we've talked about, we're kind of stair-stepping, we've talked to the chief about it, but we're in, and we just got to figure out where we're going to get most of this money.
When we say next year, Judge, you're talking about your fiscal year.
Next budget. This budget we're going to work on for 2026, and in June we'll talk about 2027, and so that's when we do our budget.
Your
our
budget fiscal would be based on your fiscal year.
Yes.
It would be the first year. I mean, we can make the adjustment for the next year, but the first year it would have to come in January until we. Because our biggest money comes in January and March.
Right.
And then after that, we would have the fund and the availability as far as budget to make that change. But we won't be able to make that change in the beginning until our new fiscal year starts.
Gotcha.
That's understood. You know, we had Blake pull together a budget, because one thing is, we're that the firehouse, we're going to add on to it. So
yeah,
we put bunk houses on the on the south side, because the main entrance doors are, we're gonna build those bunkhouses for male and female and the shower setup, so we can be 24 hours, so that's gotta happen.
Yeah.
We've gotten, I think we've got a few sets of quotes on that.
Yes.
So we've got an idea with that, and that's, it's actually fairly reasonable, because the building's there, utilities are all there, so.
Sure.
The building's almost 40 years old, so when it was built, it was obviously not built for overnight stay and things like that, so we'll have to bring it up to code and things to, like, to be able to have it.
It was made to play dominoes in there. Well, I was there, and I don't seem like it all be 40 years.
Do you have quotes on that yet, too?
Yes, ma'am. I've got three quotes, I've got two more coming in, I was gonna get five, right? So.
Well, remember, you had the, we got the $50,000 that we did a budget amendment for, and we can utilize that.
Okay.
That or something else. One time is not hard on us when we're doing a budget amendment, but a perpetual becomes a little bit of an issue if we had a, if we don't have it budgeted.
Right.
I understand, yeah.
So we just, and I think they understand, we're taking a big step, we're taking a first big step here. And there's only so much of a step we can take right now. So that's why and we wanted to come over here and just tell you that we are eager and willing to do this. It just may not be as fast as y'all want it to be. It's not y'all, it's just what we want to, we can't.
This is a need in the county.
Yeah, we're all one community, trying to get this thing figured out, yeah.
Is the budget, have you presented 1.021, what's that number?
Yes, ma'am, sure.
I didn't bring my paper with me, I couldn't find it quickly, so I didn't.
Yes, ma'am. 1.00275, or 75.
That would be the first year, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
If we could manage to get it to 8 or 850, that would get us to where we could make that work for the first year. And then that gets our baseline up, and then we can start growing from there without completely crippling the county.
First year, your first budget year.
Starting January 1st.
I'm sorry, I forget, not a good plan. Our first budget.
Yes.
Would be the 850,000.
Do what?
We could actually catch up in January, but we could probably pay that first payment.
So Marlo, if I'm hearing you right, I'm hearing you say that if we get it to 800 or 850 total, with a 50-50 split is what the judge was saying?
Mm-hmm.
That would almost max us out, but we could probably hang on that.
We could hang it back. And that's, it wouldn't cripple us in other areas. That's our biggest concern, is we don't want to be crippled in something that we may have to have the money.
Yeah. So that leaves us about $75,000 to play with. That's it. So we can go up to 500,000. So, yeah, 850. Yeah, I'd be. Nobody better want to buy any new stuff next year. The sheriff's got money. He's got money, huh?
It's hard. It is. We get it.
Yeah.
It is.
But this is just the first year, and like I said, it'll get better because we can kind of start stair stepping our budget and grow from that and everything else, which will grow. It's just this first year is going to kind of kill us at first and everything. Like I said, we'll be putting almost 100% of it into the fire department that we can spend. So
I think we all know that county-wise, our constituents would be excited.
Yes.
Our family and friends out there to understand that we're taking this kind of step together.
We're jumping out there pretty big on even doing that. And we don't have a problem with that because we know that we haven't been there the last 10 years probably. To do that,
we want to pick the word you're talking about and continue to grow. We just have to take one big chunk and then make another small chunk.
So a follow-up on that would be that we're looking at the January budget for y'all. So a follow-up on that would be then between now and January, it would just be pay-per-call like you're doing?
Yes, we can do that. Or we could catch up. No, you got started in October, so you could go ahead and do the budget in October, and then we could catch up in January. So that's when our budget year would actually start, and I wouldn't have to try to do a budget amendment or try to find the money in the meantime. We would have the tax base there.
But we need to get with him and kind of recalculate.
Is that doable? You think that's doable for a little while until
we?
So, I'll have to, yeah.
That's what I was gonna say, and I mentioned to them this morning after the commissioner's court, that I have some money in an account that, for my inmate housing funds, that I have generating housing inmates. Guy probably come up with some that put towards some of this either this year on the building, or add it to what we're putting in to y'all.
To get us out of the...
I'm telling you, he's got money. He's got money. Don't let him screw you.
I got a little. But I visited with Marla about that today, so we're gonna look at the numbers, what we can use out of that, but I think we're talking, we have a little bit on that.
Thank you.
I forgot about that, so we may be right there.
Might be closer.
Close.
Yeah.
So...
So maybe what we need to do then is to, based on what you told us, is to sit down, you and I, and Kathy, and put pencil to...
Right, so I can, there'll be some stuff here, I'll just have to get rid of Mark on that. So, sorry, guys.
Well, till next year, then we can...
So, yeah, my biggest concern is the same thing when Andy Inslee came and talked to you guys and talked about, you know, the biggest concern is to have two people, a minimum of two people at all times together on those trucks. That would be my biggest concern, is making sure we have that now, not having a part-time person. That'd be a little bit, just that person would be to fill in, because those six people are gonna wore off, you know, throughout the year. And just like most, as a fire and police officer, when they're off, somebody's gotta take their spot out. So those are things, but I can try to work around that. I can see what I can come up with.
We all...
I want this to happen. I want this to happen, just like you guys, just like the council does. If I living in this county, as a homeowner paying insurance, this is really the only way that we're gonna be able to bring the ISO rating down.
And it's gonna get better every year. And that's kind of what we're wanting to tell y'all. It's gonna get better every year. We're gonna struggle this first year, but we can do it. And I think Marla's and Ricky too. You know, we also talked to our congressman, Ricky did, and he knows about the lithium plant. So hopefully that somehow can help us out somehow there also. We're gonna work toward that also, so.
Chief, could you get it down to 9?
I won't sleep tonight, but I'll...
I'll twist his arm a little bit. Just a little bit.
With the sheriff offering to help, so yes, that will lighten our load just a hair. We could probably pass it around.
We just passed our state inspection, so we're good to go. I can for sure cut back. I want this to happen, so.
We'll definitely pressure test the thing and make sure we got the have-to-haves, need-to-haves, need a luxury, that's something we think we can get back to year two on this.
Yes.
We'll all talk about it.
Year two, we're good.
The key is what's happening right now. And it's been happening for the last few years. This was the right time for us in Franklin County. Mount Vernon's Franklin County, right? So it's just the right time for this county to take that step forward, and thankfully...
Well, that's at the point we're at right now, this is the only way really we can, both of us can afford this, to do this, to start building toward that. And like she said, it's just this first step, and we want to come look you eye to eye and tell you we're here, and we're going to do everything in our power to make this work, and we're not going to have any jealousies. I don't want any outside interference coming into this, that we've got to have this. If we're going to grow in any way, you're going to have this. Right. And we've already talked about that several times, you know, with the lithium plant coming in, that's a big deal, and we all know it is. And
I want us to have this in place when all that sucks is in place. I want us to be forming this and continue to grow and all that.
Okay, you said about the ambulance. Are you asking us to work that into our...
No. We'll share 100%. We're going to continue.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
maybe,
not...
Maybe eventually, but not right now.
Yeah, I do want, and it may be, we may be all gone by the time it happens, but I would like to see a centralized fire station with big enough to put two or three ambulances in there and a bunch of fire in a living space for both of them.
And a heliport next to it.
And a heliport. You're darn right. We got MASA, so our air, we're free, so. But no, it's going to get better, and but what, you know, when we was talking today, I said, I want to meet with the city council and just kind of look them all eye to eye and say, hey, you know, we're here to help. We're here to do what we can, and but we'll be struggling this first year to meet the goals that y'all had set out up there, because I said, there's no way we'd have to start laying off. Well, we'd have to do a lot.
Well,
I don't know if we can do it.
Judge, I feel like, and commissioners, I feel like the other day we had a chief's meeting, so the fire department's kind of like, you know, everybody's territorial in their district.
Oh, yeah.
So cities are that way, every counties are that way, it's that all the way across the board. So the other night, Josh can testify this, we were talking about it, and I talked to Eddie, we were all in our chief's meeting, and I made the comment about removing the fire districts in the county, and this would help on my ISO. And I thought, well, man, they're not going to like that. Eddie's first night, Eddie goes, well, if it'll help them at the lake, I'm for it. And I was like, oh, okay. And then Andy up north, he said, yeah. He said, let's do it. So it basically would be just one big fire district. That allows me and the city of Winsboro to, when we get these phone calls from these underwriters from insurance, they say, no, but that is part of our district. We can run down there. And that helps, that will help the homeowners. For Mount Vernon, that has a Mount Vernon address on the north side of the lake, that will help them some. And those that have a Scroggins address on the south side of the lake, the Winsboro can write letters, because they get the same calls that we do. And Max had told me he's gotten several calls.
Yeah. Well, what do we need to do anything on making it one fire district, or can you do that?
No, sir. I'll just make a phone call over to the council governors over there.
So the commissioner's court or the city council doesn't need to take any action on that?
No, because the actual districts that we have there, that I understand, have never been really voted on. Just that was
created
by the chiefs.
Yeah, that's right.
So as far as the agreement by the chiefs, just to erase it.
Yeah.
And so we will keep those districts, but they will be EMS response districts. So dispatch will keep those. They'll still have this. They'll still see that. But as a fire, the city, the truck would run on all fire and rescue out in the county. Now, medical calls, it would still go back to the actual districts. And I could come up with a response, kind of a matrix, to show you what we would be responding to out in the county. And,
Well, once again, we'll be the money people. Y'all just control them. Y'all just handle it.
No, I'm just saying, I'm thrilled. I mean, okay. You know, the lake, north side of the lake, I live there.
Right.
And I have whole ladies on me, so I'm getting those phone calls too. I mean, you know, why are their insurance? Why not renew it? So, I'll go through the same thing in December, November. So,
right.
I mean, I'm about, if there's a problem, let's find a solution. So,
right, absolutely.
That's what we're doing here. Let's go.
And I've explained to several homeowners that have called, it's not. They say, well, I live on the lake. I should have, you know, water supply should not be an issue. Well, you don't have a hydrant. And so I tried to explain to them that drafting, all this stuff plays into your ISO. And these are things, as a county, we will have to come together and start training on and doing this and helping them there around the lake and things like that.
Well, you feel free to come with chief that'll move that 10 down back down to the 9 if we move the fire district.
Not immediately. We will have to do a pump test. Kind of, they did this in Hopkins County years ago. And so I believe we could get it lower than the 9. Now, a good example of this is when Hurley wanted to get rid of their engine. And I said, do not sell that engine. Do not let that engine leave this county. That engine, even as a reserve engine, is worth points on your ISO. I said, so do not let it leave. Well, luckily it ended up in North Franklin. So we still had it to our, you know, we may have to move some apparatus around in the county, but it's going to save, it'll save the people paying insurance a lot of money. And so it'll be well worth it in the long run. But I have to go out and, you know, get with Eddie and get with the guys. I don't even know what all fire trucks we have in the county. I just know what we have. And, but pumpers and tankers is where you get your points.
Well, I know we've discussed it, and I know I've got people that are here. We don't have nothing out east of town, so right. Anything like this right here is going to help. I mean,
oh, for sure.
It's got to help, because there's nothing out there. What?
5 mile radius, pretty much, right? 5 mile radius of Mount Vernon is going to be a huge impact.
Yes.
It's going to all be recognized.
Yes.
Blake, isn't that right? 5 mile radius generally is,
I'm sorry, Blake.
5 mile radius will definitely recognize the benefit.
On my ISO.
Yes, 5 mile. Now, each insurance company, their underwriters So when they call and they're from New York or something and we talk about it, each one is fluctuates a little. Some say five, some say five and a half, and I've had a couple say 10. So it depends on the insurance company and the underwriter. So I guess I need to start writing those names down, those insurance companies.
If this one says 10.
Yeah.
So I'm 9 and a half.
Well, I would even at 10, it'd be hard to cover that, all the way around the lake. Yeah. So.
There's a lot of houses that get picked up in 5-6 miles of, of the fire department here.
Right.
You know, so that's a big improvement, and you continue to improve from there. It's the first big honking step we're talking about doing here.
Because your brokers for your insurance, they want to write that policy for you. It's your underwriters who catch these. This is what their job is, to go out. And so when they call me and ask me about an address, and so I said, well, that's not in my fire district. That's in a different fire district. And so then they looked how far we are. And I said, well, I can't write you a letter. You're outside my area. By removing the districts, then that allows me to be able to do that.
That's good. Y'all have any questions with us about anything? Can't
think so. I mean, that's, thank you big time, you know, for reaching out and saying, let's have a sit together.
We need to do this about once a year anyway, so.
We really need to.
I just want to say real quick, thank Blake and these guys right here, because since they've been at the fire station 24 hours or the day shift and there's somebody manning a truck, it's nice to see them pull it out way in front of us or anybody else and get in the scene before. For years, we've been getting there as police officers, probably 15, sometimes 20 minutes before anybody even shows up. And now they're getting there before we are, usually. And so I was even looking at buying some portable jaws for our county cars, too, because we had an incident north of town where we got, some of you heard me talk about it, where a lady had a wreck and we couldn't get her out of the car and she burned up in the car while we're standing there. And so I was going to buy these jaws to be able to get it. But if they're meeting us there, there's not any reason for me to spend the money on those putting our cars if they're going to be there quicker than we are. So, you know, that's saving me some money. That's another reason I don't mind taking some of that money and putting forward to make this thing better, to make it work, because I've already seen the benefits just having them there during the day. And I just want to say that while I had everybody in the room. It's been a huge difference. I've been here since 92. I've never, very seldom they ever be this anywhere, but they do all the time now. So.
And there's a couple things I also to the council for taking this step last year. I was not here, but last year taking the step to have the money through Friday. That was huge. So. Response times are in the fire service, they're always in place too, but in the fire service, response times are instrumental. So right now, we average 1.8 minutes outside the station on Monday through Friday, 6:30, 6:30. That's how long it takes. When we get a call, so less than 2 minutes, we're in the truck, we're rolling wherever we're going to go. Outside of that, it's almost 8 minutes, you know, after 6:30 at night. So that gives you an idea of how much it drops.
But 8 minutes, 8 minutes. In North Franklin, it takes somebody to get out of bed, go in there and brush your teeth or walk around and get dressed and go get in their vehicle and drive there. Y'all are already there.
Right. We can cover
8 minutes
a lot of ground.
Pretty quick.
And
yeah.
That's driving 10 miles an hour on the Speedway, right, guys?
Yeah.
These guys do great. And another thing I want to stress this also is looking from Dallas to Texarkana, we're basically the only city and county that does not have 24-hour coverage for our fire. And we have an interstate here with 29,000 vehicles a day passing through here. We have four truck stops, fixing to have a rest stop for the truckers out here. And I know that Hopkins County has some issues with them. So these are things that...
Actually, I'm not allowed to go to TxDOT anymore.
This is why I would like to have, you know, we're the only one between Rockmont and Texarkana that doesn't have this. And so that's why I'm really pushing for this also. The car count is only going to increase, you know, and in the future, the lower the ISO not only affects the homeowners, but anything below a five goes to your businesses. So any incoming businesses, a five is where your residential stop. That's where anything below a five doesn't benefit the residents. Anything below a five down to a one brings in your industry and your businesses. They have to pay the exact same taxes, and their ratings are based off the ISO, just like a residential homeowner. So that's why you see a lot of these bigger cities and smaller towns shoot for an ISO one. That means, hey, we want you here, we're gonna give you the lowest rate possible as a business. And so those are goals, you know, for us also.
it's the call you never get as a business. We talk about recruiting business to a town. You can do some recruiting. That's hard to do. They're looking for places that have ISO ratings at a certain level, just like people in the chemical industry. We look for like who's a one, who's a two. We're not looking beyond that because insurance rates are outrageous.
Right.
You just don't get the call.
You don't get the call. You don't get considered.
And Mount Vernon is a four, and I've got hydrants done. There's a few more things, and I will call for a reclassification. I think we'll drop to a three, possibly a two. So we'll just have to see. After that, we're probably going to lower, but it's going to cost. It's all about the money. So the more equipment you can throw at the ISO, the higher rating you can get, or the lower the rating you can get, the more points you can score. They want you to spend the money too. So.
I just said, first of all, great work, and I appreciate your personality and how Blake works with everybody in this county has been appreciated. I've told you that over and over again. That's what all these guys say to Greg. It's a breath of fresh air, but that's how you get things done. People can work together and you can communicate like they'll do. So let's try to go through and pressure test the numbers and find what the net the absolutes are.
We'll dig every cent we got. We'll dig. Marla's been working hard on it. She really has.
We'll scrub the numbers as closely as we can. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll circle back. Let's do that. And then circle back to you and Marla initially. And then y'all get with the court. If that's okay, you guys.
I don't. If Marla's a money person, she's. I'd be there and smile.
Marla's been a great guy, and I really appreciate all of her assistance with this through this whole thing. So she's been a real, very, very helpful for Blake and I. So thank you.
Also, we had a little update this morning over our Paul's building. He was showing us where they'd cut that. Y'all had worked on that. We appreciate y'all doing that, and that's going to be a. Man, that's another great thing that we appreciate y'all doing.
It's cool.
And stepping up, yeah.
Volunteers are coming out of the woodwork now saying, I want to help be a part of it. So there you go.
Yeah. So Dr. Glaze.
Matt Glaze
came up and talked to us. And
Matt's great.
I know they didn't get attacked or anything today, so it was good. You just never know. You just never know anymore. So.
Well hey, let me go ahead and adjourn the meeting, and that way we can all. This is on the way out here, but unless anybody has anything else, we do.
Do you need a adjourn?
Mm-hmm. We do.
You want to be yours first? Or
yeah.
I'll move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Don't take me long. Well, it does sometimes.